At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Oh, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and chances for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Would a power outage shut down Carson's shot?
No.
In Currency?
Nope.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think
that. You don't think so?
You know what they are? They're a permanent generator. They are the generators. That's what
that
he is.
Beautiful.
That's what that is
a
what currency
generator.
Is. They're a permanent generator. Means the energy is always flowing. They might take the power away. Not the power up here. Not the power
not
up
the
here.
Not the power of his smile
that's,
either.
No, not that engine he's got running all the time. That's why this engine's running really well for Currency. Get yourself involved. Change your life. Change your job. Get yourself in position for the rest of your life to have all the things you want.
What's Manage his name it. Again? What's his name again?
Carson Schott.
Carson Schott.
Carson
AKA,
Schott.
AKA Carson Schottenheimer.
The Schottenheimer. Like that. Yes.
What a big man.
And he will be peacocking around the stadium, I bet, on the field, I bet, before the game on Saturday night.
Well, I mean, he's kind of involved.
I don't know why he would.
Yeah, he's involved in everything.
1890.
And then also running Sand Hills Global on the side.
And Currency.
And Currency.
When the players are warming up, do you think they look at him and go, that's Carson?
I bet they talk about the touchdown. How about the touchdown that he had in the corner of the end zone? Northeast corner of the end zone?
From Kurt Dukes.
Yeah, from Kurt Dukes.
From Kurt Dukes. There's
Thank
a name.
You. Thank you, Carson.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for a Thursday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Oh, yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
You can call or text Randy for all your remodel needs. Kitchen, bathroom, whole house at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Randy's on the move down the West Coast, but he Zooms with all of his customers every morning.
Jeez.
So he's set up in the hotel every morning, or the Airbnb, wherever he's at. He's set up
with Duke
to catch in, to catch up.
With
he's
Duke.
With Duke. So if all of a sudden someone goes, I know this isn't your deal, but we have a plumbing issue, Duke jumps in right there and helps him with that. And then obviously Hayden is here and ready to go. He is manning everything right now. You have to have a little downtime, guys. You got to be able to reboot sometimes. And Randy's been going... And he's been working, I think he told me that he's worked over 148 straight days
Ooh.
In a row. Like, no Sundays off, no anything. So, he's been rolling.
And reboot's very important.
He needs a reboot. Yes, reboot's important.
Just like for our system, every day is a reboot's important, too.
Did you see Jake glare at me?
He glared. He God. Did. Are we doing Bill's Thrills
We're
or not?
We're doing Bill's Thrills right now, Bill. Okay. What do you got for us?
Cool parenting tips.
Please.
Words from the top that can make you hop. The words from the top that can make you hop. Teach your kids the blurted out verbiage from the press box coaching headsets.
Ooh.
Teach your kids the blurted out verbiage. So what is said in headsets in the press box going down? Balls out! Balls out! Fumble! Do we have 11? Do we have 11? Count them! Count them! Got 11! Got 11!
That's going on in the press box.
What's the look on the replay? Haven't seen it. Haven't showed it. Should I challenge? Haven't showed it. P.I. That's a P.I. Get him out. Get him out. Get him in the game. Get him back in the game. Sack wins the game. Sack wins the game. Did we rep that? Did we rep that? Where'd that hit? Where did it hit? What gap? Run! Run!
What?
Timeout! Timeout! Clock's running! Clock's running! Get away! Get away!
What is wrong with you?
Safe! 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 Words from the top.
Wow.
That can make you hop.
What wow. is safe, safe, safe?
We're going to go safe punt return, okay. So leave the defense out there.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Whoa. That was a shot of coffee. Thank you.
You took me to the field there. I mean, that I was energy. I was on the sideline there.
Thank you for that.
There could be more. But
wow. That,
woo.
That was quite a list there.
The one, there's so many. I just started thinking through press boxes. And you're in these press boxes, the things you hear back and forth like that. And then sometimes also, which you don't even say, is the eye roll. That's when either like a head coach or somebody else is saying stuff and you're like not in a total agreement. So you're kind of like, yeah, yeah.
Sounds great.
Oh yeah, it sounds great. Yeah, not you don't say it quite like that, but there's always some,
you don't laugh when you say
you know
it.
Like that. There's some times where you have one of these moments where it's like, and you look back over, or sometimes you talk to the other side, like offensive defense talk to each other, and we're like going like, what is going on, like that. So there
Jake,
is some
football's amazing.
Yeah, and like I said, the one that comes up the most is when all of a sudden it's hectic and you're going from punt return. From defense to punt return. So a lot of times on punt return to defense, sometimes it's almost an 11 for 11 trade. It's like hockey substitution. And it's all happening. So imagine this. There's 22 moving parts. And you're trying to make sure that everyone's off. And sometimes you're like going, are we going to go safe? Are we going to go punt return? And that's when you're all of a sudden like that. Count them! Do we got 11? Do we have 11? And someone's like, got 11! And so that is like the most, because if all of a sudden, if that ever happens, you from up top, you're just going to get killed. If someone is on, if we have 12 on the field or something, it's just going to be, you're just going to get killed.
But 10, so, if you have 10, it
doesn't kill you if you survive the down. Yeah. You know, you can survive the down at that. But just, there's so many things that hit so fast. But like I said, the one that also, when there's a fumble up, it is completely universal. Balls out!
That's it doesn't really need to happen in the press box either.
No, it doesn't happen though. But
no
everyone
one's
yells
hearing
it.
You.
No one's hearing you. But everyone's yelling it at that time, and it's just, and then got 11 like that. You know, but just all the little comments that come up and the fun in the press box and things that are said. And then, and trust me, you're very professional up there. You're not doing the game that. But there's always something that gets said. There's not a game where something gets said that's not pure gold. There's stuff that gets said that is absolute on the headsets. It's just, and then the next day they're going, hey, how about when that came up on the headsets? And there's stuff that's just absolutely hilarious things.
Just some dudes are funny.
Yeah, something like that. We're just unique at the time of the pressure of what's going on of the game and stuff. So all these things happen. So
we have some response, Bill.
Okay.
From YouTube, I'll go to YouTube first because a lot of response there. Genghis says, Bill is on a freaking heater with that one today.
That was unbelievable.
Doug and Idaho says, I'm reaching for the volume right now.
Get him out of there! Get him in! Get him out!
Gary says, Bill is on a pender bender with that one right there. Yes. Very nice. Paul, Bill is on fire. Phil Ruhlman says, this is a great bit, Bill. Thank you. East Lincoln West bit. Has the crying laughing emoji on YouTube.
It was so funny.
From Too Ripped to Quit on the text line says, my side hurts. Hilarious. I'm laughing too much in the car.
I needed the energy.
Energy. And it's like I said, and then you are. It just comes out just like out of the blue. These blurts come out. But these are all, I started thinking, I go, these were standard. These right here that I gave you were almost said every game.
Really?
Almost every game. There was something, you know, like that. You know,
did
someone,
you say them?
Someone jumps off sides like that. Get them out!
Did you say it?
There might be something that would, I'd say something in there. I would say something in there that would.
Did you say
would,
balls out?
Balls out. For sure, balls out. That one, every time you see a fumble. And then also at the same time, when your team fumbles, there's crickets. No one says a word. So there's not, you don't yell balls out when your team fumbles. It's just silence. It's just silence.
Ooh, interesting. This is fascinating.
And then the conversation that would come from that, like, should I challenge? What's it look like up there? It's like, coach, they haven't showed it yet. But what do you see? I don't know. They haven't shown it yet. You know, because and then you've got this. This is where life has changed. You have like eight guys all looking at the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And then right away it's like, Oh, no! That ball's out!
Is the head coach on with everybody or just one or two people?
He's on one side. Usually on one side. Talk about if so. If it's something we should challenge on defense or some on offense, they're the ones in the talk. And then all then you'll just see the whole, you know, everyone just go crazy. A lot of times it'll be like this, like that.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Like, try challenge, what do you think? And I'd chime in. I'd be like, Coach, I don't think he made it, or I think he's short, but I don't think they can overrule it. I would try to give him a deal. Like, they're not going to be able to overrule the spot. There's not a good enough view.
So,
up top, you're trying to make the assessment as an assistant coach of like, hey, I don't think he made it, Coach, but if you challenge this, I don't see how they're going to change a spot. Is really hard, especially when it's gray. Mm-hmm. There's bodies involved. It's like they're not going to change that one. Other stuff you can kind of go to. Anything else? In the
yeah, Sean says decaf coffee could be your friend, Bill. That's from Sean.
No, I like that. No, it was great.
I liked it too.
That was a shot of energy.
People who are asleep are definitely awake now.
I was a little bit asleep.
That's what it's like on what it's like on the headphones. That's what it's like. And the rest of them,
I love
and
that.
You'll also go a lot of time where it's just kind of like me, be like going, second six, left hash. They're still in 12 personnel. Whatever. You're just speaking.
So you gotta
you're like an air traffic controller. Then imagine an air traffic call like that. And we got 16A is open coming in left, coming out of San Jose. Ball's out. And then all of a sudden it's just a blurt. It comes out. It's just straight Tourette's. It just comes out.
Tourette's.
Yeah, it is. It's like so. Everyone's just talking in this voice the whole time. And there's a few lean, but I always like it. I talked to Joe Brady, who's now the coordinator at for the Bills, or Steve Ensminger, whoever it was there. That was just the lean back and kind of the conversation we'd have, you know, because we can't talk to the offense on the phones, so you'd have to kind of get them. Like I'd be like, whoever's, I'd be like, hey, get the offense or get whatever's going on like that. Or sometimes I'd have people, they'd be on my headset. Why for sure? I'm not sure, but I would tell the offense at Wisconsin sometimes, hey, you got two plays, meaning it's third and six. If it goes to fourth and two, we're going for it. So you call the game different. So I'd be, hey, tell Andy this or tell him this or Andy. Or if I would see something that looked askew on special teams, like for a fake could be coming, where I see something up top, I'm trying to relay that information. But again, it's very like this, and then there's just all of a sudden things just get said.
Okay, I got a question. I'm trying to clarify this in my brain. Who's the head coach on with everybody?
Generally, he's on one side or the other. It means he has a toggle switch.
Okay.
And he just goes to offense or
then
defense.
Then when he goes to offense, is he with all the offensive coaches?
Yeah, whoever's on that.
He's got a toggle. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's got a toggle switch. He just basically goes back and forth. And I'm sure there's an all call. I've never been on like an all call, which means everyone's in. So he might be able to talk to everyone. But us in offense are not talking to each other. Now, there's probably capabilities where to say you couldn't do that. But it's like, no, don't do that. That's just the last thing I need to do is all of a sudden be – I don't need to hear the tight end coach on something when I'm on defense.
Right.
I don't need to hear that. So it's very well constructed. But the other one too, like that, where'd that hit? And it's just like you're sitting there going like, I'd be like, oh no, it hit in the B gap. And if I say that, that means it's so and so's fault. And then I don't want to deal with those consequences of that.
Right.
You know, like that. So we have to try to relay it and stuff like that. And it's just
B gap.
But you have to respond to a lot of stuff like that. You know, like especially on a gap scheme play. We didn't fit it up right. What happened? You know, like that. Will linebacker didn't get over the top. You're trying to explain stuff really fast. That's very calm voice. The other stuff is where you have your blurts. Anything else, Jake?
That's it. Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Words from the top that can make you hop.
Ooh, that made me hop.
That is Bill's throw, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. That was
a
good dive.
You could do more of that because it's interesting, I think, for people to hear what goes on in that coach's box. It's interesting to me. I didn't really know.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Paul says, I enjoy hearing Bill talk about real-life football game experiences and things we don't get to see or hear as fans.
Exactly.
It's awesome. Don't stop this, Bill.
Yeah, don't assume we know that stuff. I don't.
That's what I said the other day. I don't want people to know exactly what is said or what's going on or how this
they
goes
have
down.
Assumptions. They want to know facts, though.
I imagine, but I don't. That's interesting.
There's nobody that's ever been on. If I was sitting around with a bunch of my older friends, they'd be like, going, oh, yeah, spot on, nailed it. That happens. And they'll probably add a few. And there were some I was going to add there. I'm going, let's hit the ones that are like the major ones that get hit. Some of them
covered it well.
Right before halftime, like that. I'm out. Which means sometimes the offense and defense don't leave at the same time because whoever has the ball, if the offense has the ball and they're driving, we're just kind of going like, hey, we're taking off to go down get down to the halftime or vice versa. Sometimes you go, then you get the hold the elevator.
Yep. Oh yeah, I have seen that before.
Now the whole Sip has brought this up. It is as if Taylor Swift and the president are coming through at one
very
time.
Serious.
And all of a sudden it's like back coaches. Back! Everyone back!
It's very serious.
And the media has to stand like they're back against the wall, and no one talk to them.
No.
You don't talk. No, don't, you like don't. That, nothing.
You don't say hi.
Don't say hi. There's no like that. And it's just like, I mean, when you
What's
come
up,
through.
Chins?
Yeah.
Look your own direction.
It is so tight. No. And that, but they make it feel like it's so serious.
Oh, God, it is. It does. Well, it is pretty serious, but
it's not that serious. It's not that serious. We have to be just like we're whisked up there. They hold elevators for you and all these.
You're
things.
Whisked.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing though. At the Auburn game, we're playing at Auburn. We beat them on the last play of the game on
LSU.
The field goal LSU, and we can't get to the press box. Elevators down. We're getting the run around with this at that and. One of my good friends was with me that was on the way up there with us like that. And we somewhat snapped a little bit. It was kind of like, hey, what is it? Because it had the appearance we were definitely getting jacked with. And the funny thing was Steve Ensminger was with us, our offensive coordinator for LSU. And he used to coach at Auburn. And he was like that, follow me, guys. I got a way. And he knew how to get up to the press box in a different way to get there, how to get up through the steps. So he got us to the right spot. And got it. So things like that happen all the time. Then when we came down, it was too crazy busy, and we beat him on the last play. I came down through the stands.
Really?
Came down, and hitting like every other step, because we just won on a walk-off field goal at Auburn. You know, I ran right down the stands and like right onto the field. Kind of showed my press pass and right onto the
show
field.
Show you a little pass.
A little pass and right onto the field.
Well, we are
Let's keep
way
going.
Past time. We got to play the game show because we're about 15. The show's been late today. It's fine.
I think the show's been really good.
It has
Jake.
Been
if
good. It, it
show,
has been good. It's
I
just
don't know
we're
why
off
you're being
time.
Critical.
Yeah, I guess it's a game show.
I think
Steve's
been very good.
5685, call the Nick Down, Sip and Bill in trivia today. Akron has one ever MAC title. That was in the year 2005. So we're going back to 2005.
Good year for him.
College football, 20 years ago.
I got a chance.
Bill was coaching.
This isn't Husker football,
no, this
is it?
Straight up college football from 2005.
Okay.
If you think you know that, give us a call, 464.
I like this, Jake.
5685. Shut
all
up,
based
Sipple.
Off of Akron.
Starts right now.
We've all been there.
And they're great.
You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, shut up, Sipple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick Down, Sip and Bill in trivia. The first loss of your new tenure yesterday.
Yeah,
you guys are
good.
5-1.
My dad was on me last night.
He was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got after me pretty good.
About losing?
Yeah, losing.
What was the game again?
It was the NFL running backs,
NFL
right?
NFL running backs.
Yeah, we should have had a couple of them.
Today is 2005 college football. Not Nebraska, but college football. We've got Neil. Neil, how do you feel about 05 college football today?
Okay, I guess. Okay.
All right. Bill is a lifeline.
Neil, how old are you?
I'm 35.
35.
About my age.
Yeah, youthful. I like this. We were wondering if the youth was listening. Thank you.
Yes. All right, Neil, first question to you. Bill, a lifeline for one question. Neil, what Boise State coach left for the Colorado head coaching job prior to the 2005 season?
Layup.
Yes, that's it. I don't got it. Go ahead. Take it.
You got
what Colorado coach?
Yeah, well, Boise
what
State.
What do you do?
Boise State coach left to take the Colorado
How
head coaching
he
job
get,
in 05.
Jake?
You got 5 seconds here, Neil.
Oh, I think I got this, Bill.
I have 100%.
Hawkins.
What did he pass? Okay, all right, it's fine.
Brilliant.
I don't think he had officially passed yet.
No, he said go ahead and take it.
Oh, okay. I couldn't really hear him. Okay. 1-0 lead for
Hawkins.
Sip.
Hawkins.
Dan Hawkins. Wasn't that? I don't know that was a layup.
And his son played for him, Cody Hawkins,
Cody
the quarterback.
Hawkins. He's now the head coach at Idaho State. He's the one that gave Dan Mullen.
They almost beat him.
Cody Hawkins or Dan Hawkins?
No,
Cody.
Cody's the head coach.
Yeah.
All All right, Sip, first question up one zip. Reggie Bush won the 05 Heisman, which has been taken away. It was taken away. Over Texas's Vince Young and what USC quarterback?
Quarterback?
Yes. So he beat Vince Young and who else from his own team?
I just want to make sure I don't mess this up.
It's the quarterback, right?
I'm going to have to go to Bill on this because I don't want to mess this up.
I don't think he...
Do you know?
Yeah, I don't think he was with you on thing. It's got to be Liner.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.